Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
Deadly numbers. Every culture has different superstitions and different numbers that are lucky or unlucky. For example, in Cantonese, the number 4 sounds like the word death, making it unlucky. But just because you don't believe in unlucky numbers doesn't mean that the bad luck curses won't find you. Reiko flew into town for the funeral of her grandfather, her yeye. She was less than pleased. Not because she was mourning her yeye's passing, but because she had to leave school in the middle of the semester for the burial. She wasn't fond of the old man. Buddhist monks were praying when Reiko walked into the funeral, and everyone stared at her as she stood there wearing this bold red dress. She knew it wasn't the color of mourning, but she didn't care about superstition like the rest of them. Her cousin Kumo pulled her to the back of the temple. They hugged, then whispered with each other while others paid their respects. Although she was happy to see Kumo, Reiko admitted she didn't really like their yeye. He changed after the Hungry Ghost Festival 10 years ago. Something happened to him, and from then on, he was distant and cold and never seemed to care about them. He was just obsessed with all these crazy superstitions. Never point at the moon, don't leave chopsticks vertical in a bowl, and the most important of all, avoid the number 4 at all costs. Kumo could barely contain his laughter. That definitely sounded like their yeye. Kumo felt like their grandfather was obsessed with those things because he believed them, and he wanted them to be safe. They walked up to the body to see him one more time before he was cremated. Reiko took a good, long look at his face. Then she determined Kumo was wrong. There was something malicious about this man. It wasn't the yeye she'd known and loved. She was glad to never have to see his face again. Even so, Kumo felt they should follow the traditions and not do anything to cross superstition. They wouldn't want to disrespect the dead, particularly while his soul still wandered the earth for the next 7 days. Reiko shook her head. She felt all of those things were ridiculous. When you die, you're gone. That's it. But for her cousin's sake, they prayed, followed all traditions, and even donated money. And that's when Kumo told her she would surely be safe and protected. But Kumo also reminded her to knock on the door of her hotel room before she entered. That way, all of the ghosts would leave before she went into the room. Reiko rolled her eyes and headed for the hotel room. She quickly checked in and made her way to her room. She unlocked the door and then paused. Kumo's words were ringing in her ears. She knew it was dumb, but she knocked on the door, counted to 3, then entered. Reiko was in a dead sleep when she bolted upright, suddenly awake in a cold sweat. Directly above her hovered her dead yeye, with that cold stare on his face she had never wanted to see again. She rubbed her eyes, praying she was still asleep and trying to shake off that terrible nightmare before her. In an instant, his bony hands were around her neck, choking the air out of her lungs. His face contorted into an evil grin, and she knew this was no dream. Reiko clawed at the arms of this monstrous entity, managing to free herself. She ran towards the door, crying out, "You're not my yeye! You can't be!" The apparition confirmed her suspicions. Her yeye had broken the sacred rules one night during the Hungry Ghost Festival, allowing his body to be taken over. And just like he had before, now Reiko must suffer for disrespecting the rules. She flung open the door in terror and charged down the hallway. She hit the elevator button, but it wasn't coming. She darted for the emergency staircase. He got there first and barricaded the exit door shut. He grabbed Reiko by the ankles and dragged her down the hallway. Her nails dug into the carpet the entire way back to her room. She pleaded with him not to kill her. Tears poured down her face as she screamed, hoping the commotion would wake up someone, anyone. She didn't understand because she did what she was supposed to. She didn't break any superstitions. She even remembered to knock on the hotel door before entering. Of course, she hadn't looked at it. She'd been scrolling through a TikTok on her phone. As her body was yanked towards the door, her heart dropped. She had it checked and had unwittingly broken the most indispensable rule of all, the unlucky number 4 on the sign. As a creature masquerading as her yeye tried to drag her through the opening, she tried with all her might to resist, managing to grab hold of the door frame for a second before being whipped back with such force, her wrist bones had snapped. As the rest of her body followed into the darkness, she sobbed, the painful irony of being a non-believer, and now the number 4 would be the last thing she would ever see. If only she had remembered to check before entering the hotel room from hell.
Good ghost story uses your imagination and your ability to solve a mystery. And with Dune's Journey, you'll use both the skills. That's how I know that if you like something scary, because we do that all the time on the show, you're going to love Dune's Journey. Now, I also love playing in the evenings because that's when I can have time to focus on the game. And, you know, it's really fun being in Dune's world. Like, I really love that part of this game. In this game, you also play as Dune Parker, an amateur detective, because if you were a Sherlock Holmes detective, you know, it'd be easy to crack the case. We're amateurs here. Let's be realistic here. It's also set in the era of Sherlock Holmes, so it totally transports you to another world. I think, like, the Sherlock Holmes era is really cute, too, so, like, I love the aesthetic. The mysteries are so fun to figure out. Like I was saying before, you really have to put your powers of observation to the test to solve the case. There's also new chapters every week, and there's always a new case waiting to be solved, so you won't get bored with this game. Now, if you join the Detectives Club, you'll also play with other people, so you can really put your skills to the test and join in on the excitement with other people, because, you know, it can get boring playing with just other computer-generated characters. So find your inner detective, download Dune's Journey today. It's also available on Android and iOS mobile devices, as well as PC through Facebook Games. So get in on the fun and let us know in the comment section if you have been playing and where you're at with this game. If you would like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Like and share this video if it gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe to Snarled and turn on the bell for notifications. And if you dare, follow me on social media. Until next time, sweet dreams.